Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. And on tonight, we will be talking about who changed the Sabbath day. So I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. We'll probably finish up. So next Tuesday, we'll start on in the history of the book of Leviticus. So we're going to have a short devotion so we can get right into it. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to go into the Word of God on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 33, Psalms number 33. It reads as follows. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise, for the words of the Lord is right, and all his words are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the death in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. I have just read you from Psalm 33, from the first down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you get vaccinated?
Try to get back to some
type. Excuse me, y'all.
Spirit.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come tonight just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, we just come thanking and praising you tonight. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We glorify your name tonight, God. We lift your name up, Jesus, and we magnify your holy name, Jesus. And we just thank you on tonight, God. And we don't know what we would do without you, Lord. We just thank you. Lord, I ask you tonight to bind the strong men, Lord, from our lives, Lord, and bind up the strong men from this radio broadcast, and bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled tonight from our lives and from this radio broadcast. God, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Bless every member, God, all over this earth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and keep your angels all around about them and camp them all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you tonight. I ask you to move me from myself, God. I ask you tonight to move myself from me, God. I ask you right now, God, to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase and teach and minister to us on tonight, God. We are searching and looking, God. We need answers on tonight, God. I ask you to just bless us and cover our minds in every thought, God, that we may receive your word, God, and that we may receive and get something out of this word, God, that you have for us on tonight, God. I just bless everyone that's listening, God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen and amen. And praise the Lord on tonight, everybody. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I thank and praise him on tonight. We're going to be going into Who Changed the Sabbath Day. I mean, it may not mean nothing to some people, but it means so much to me. And I need to know. I don't know about nobody else, but I need to know. And this will help everybody when it's time to give an answer to every man that asks it. Then it'll be time for us to give the answer. We should know the answer. So we're going to just, we don't have but two or three pages tonight left with this. And then on Tuesday, we'll go back to the book of Leviticus. I'm going to just talk about some history on Tuesday night. And then on Thursday night, we will start with chapter 1 of the book of Leviticus. But we're talking about who changed the Sabbath to Sunday. And we're talking about right now we at the part where Constantine, the Emperor Constantine, changed the Sabbath day, Saturday, to Sunday on March, year 321 A.D. And I think I kind of went over it a little bit on the other day, on Tuesday night, where he changed the Sabbath day. And what he's really trying to do is bring the Christians and the pagan religion together, which you cannot do it. You cannot do that. And because I was down at Eastern Market here in Detroit, Michigan, and we were looking at, it was like, you know, they have like sales, where they're selling whatever they're selling, and they had a table set up for the pagan worshipers. And if you had seen the stuff that they were selling, it just gave me the creeps, because they had skeletons, they had they had skeletons and all kind of creepy stuff over there, you know, and they looked up a little, but they didn't look at me long, because I wasn't trying to see and I wasn't trying to go over there, but it was people going over there getting stuff. I just didn't look hard. But that's why I know you cannot mix paganism with Christianity. And that's what Constantine was trying to do, because all of the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think, are pagan names to the days. Anyway, we got them. But it's other names to these days of the week. And I don't know them, but I've seen them, and I really don't know how to pronounce them, because they were in Latin, I think. But, and then one time when I lived in St. Louis, I was with my sister and brother-in-law, and we seen a whole, this park over there by my house, and it was full of people with picnicking, and like they was having a family reunion. So we said, we just going to crash this family reunion, say we family, and get something to eat, because we was hungry. we got up in the picnic, and it was a pagan reunion. And, man, you ought to have seen us running out of there because they had every paganistic thing that you didn't want to see. And when we first, and they had a sign up. When we finally saw the sign, we had to hurry up and get out of there because, you know, you are getting trapped just like that. Think you one place, you in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so you have to be really careful with things like that. So, but that's what Constantine was trying to do. And I was just giving you an example, showing you what you can't do. There's no way he could do that. But he was trying to do it because he said he was a Christian, but he also worshiped the sun god. So, and that's what they say Sunday represents, is the sun god. Anyway, so I'm just going to read. Like I said, we got about two or three pages, and after that we'll get off and get ready for the praise, prayer, and prophecy tomorrow night. But it says, again, Constantine's promotion of Sunday observance was part of the definite strategy to combine paganism with Christianity. The retention of the old pagan name of Dies Solis, or Sunday, for the weekly Christian festival is in great measure owing to the union of pagan and Christians, with which the first day of the week was recommended by Constantine to the subject, pagan and Christian alike, as the venerable day of the sun. Now, in spite of the rising popularity of Sunday sacredness, church historian Socrates, the 5th century, wrote, "For although almost all churches throughout the world celebrate the sacred mysteries of the Lord's Supper on the Sabbath of every week, yet the Christians of Alexandria and at Rome, on account of some ancient tradition, have ceased to do this." Socrates, Elliptical History Book 5 or whatever. Another historian also confirmed this by stating the people of Constantine and almost everywhere assembled together on the Sabbath as well as on the first day of the week, which custom is never observed at Rome or at Alexandria. So it's a lot of history on what Constantine had done or was trying to do. It says in 330 AD, Constantine moved his capital from Rome to Constantinople, a modern city, this preparing the way of the Roman Catholic Pope to reign in Rome as the successor of Constantine. As they call them, the Papal Church grew in power. That's the Catholic Church. It opposed Sabbath observance in favor of Sunday sacredness, an outlaw resting on the Sabbath, in the Council of Laodicea Church, AD 363 and 364. Constantine's change was accepted by the Papal Church, and the Sabbath to Sunday change was well underway. Some correctly teach that Constantine only instituted the first Sunday law, but they very conveniently failed to acknowledge the remainder of the story. Okay, and it says, in the Council of Laodicea around the year AD 364, the Catholic Church decreed 59 canon laws. The following canon laws is very clear and cannot be disputed, that the Catholic Church, wait a minute, did the Catholic Church outlaw the 7-day Sabbath keeping? There can be no doubt, and even they make no attempt to hide it. Note that this law also revealed the hatred for Judaism. The Jews, of course, have always kept the seventh-day Sabbath very strictly, and some to the point of making it a burden rather than a blessing, and this explains a lot. The Pharisees were guilty of doing this, and we find Jesus correcting them many times. Canaan law number 29 is as follows. Christians must not Judaize by resting on the Sabbath, but must work on that day, rather honoring the Lord's day, and if they can, resting then as Christians. But if any shall be found to be Judaizers, let them be from Christ, or, you know, kicked out from Christ. But what it's saying is the Jews kept the Sabbath day on a Saturday. They kept it on that day, but they were saying that if anybody went against that law, they would be punished. They could work on the Saturday and keep it on Sunday. They had moved it, changed it to Sunday. But it says, sadly, there is no shortage of professed Christians teaching against the fourth commandment, but thankfully some lose credibility straightway and prove their ignorance by calling it a Jewish Sabbath. And this is not only for Jews. It's for everybody. It's a commandment for everybody that God created. He created the Sabbath. He's the one that wrote it in stone and gave it to Moses. But some people just don't want to believe it. It's a lot of people that's like that. I don't understand why they like that, but they're like that. It's like they just do what they will with things like that. But it's so important, and it's good for us to find out that it's important, because it's a sin when we don't keep the Sabbath. It's a sin. So that's why I know it's time for everybody to know. So if you don't rest no other day of the week, rest on the Sabbath day. Rest on Saturday. Rest on Saturday. Like I said, when I first started, it was so hard for me to do, because everything I did, I cleaned on the Saturday. I went shopping on the Saturday. I went to the store, but I'm learning. I'm learning and have learned and still learning how to get myself together on Friday before the Sabbath starts at sundown, so that all I have to do is rest on Saturday, on the Sabbath. I mean, we can go to church. I have been in church on the Sabbath. I've done things for God on the Sabbath. That's what you do. You let God be the center of that day for you, whatever it is. And when you cannot, you have to repent. You have to mean it, that you're sorry for having to do this. I'm telling you, this is what you do. It's the right thing to do, because it's a commandment. We all got to keep the commandment. We just can't live and do anything we want to do. We can't do that. So until I learned, because I didn't believe it at first, because I've been so many years on Sunday. And now, why wasn't we taught this earlier? Why? You know, that's what I'm asking myself. Here I am in the ministry and doing all these things and still living wrong, still not keeping the commandments, talking about, oh, you lied, you ain't going to heaven, you doing this. And here I am sinning, still not keeping the Sabbath day. Apostle Dean, you see what I'm saying? I wasn't an apostle. Let me see. I don't know if I was apostle then or not when I first found out, but I've heard about it for years. And because they weren't teaching in certain denominations, you didn't never find out about it. But it's a lot of people keep the Sabbath. A lot of people worship on Saturday, on the Sabbath day, on the day you're supposed to. You know, they saying the Lord's day is Sunday, and the Sabbath is just a Jewish day, you know, that's the way they're kind of putting it. But that's the way we were brought up, that Sunday was the Sabbath, and we worship on Sunday. And like you said, you can worship any day of the week, but he didn't say worship on Saturday. He said remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Keep it holy. Set it apart. You know, set it aside unto God. He didn't say you couldn't worship on the Saturday. He didn't say that. He said remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And we have to. And like I said, when we can't, when it's just somewhere where we can't reach, then we need to repent. And so many times I have repented. Even if I had to go to the store, sometime I'll be out of town, sometime I'll be on the train, or you know, and I, you know, and some people, they call themselves keeping the Sabbath, but they still have a television on. They still do what they got to do, but they feel like they're keeping the Sabbath. And I don't know how, but you know, that's the way some people are. And then we have to keep it holy. Now, I don't know how some people view holiness, but you have to keep the Sabbath. He said, remember it and keep it holy. You know, we supposed to not cook and stuff on that day or do anything but unto the Lord. And so when you do, you have to repent and try not to do it. I mean, we can keep the commandments. We can keep them. We can, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and all the rest of them. We can keep them, you know, but when we can't, when we tell a lie, we repent, Lord, forgive me. When we don't keep the Sabbath day, we need to do the same thing because it's a sin. It's a sin you straight to hell. And that's why God wants whoever it is to know it, because it will send you straight to hell. You know, so, and if you don't repent from it, he'll forgive you. I'm not saying do it and then repent. I'm saying, but if you have to do something, God will cover you if you repent. I have repented before because it's a many times I was out on a Saturday. I was doing this and stuff on a Saturday and it had to stay home, you know. So, I just thank and praise God for that. But let me go ahead. It says, who do we reverence by keeping the Sabbath holy? It was the Catholic Church which has transferred this rest to Sunday in remembrance of the resurrection of our Lord. Therefore, the observance of Sunday by the Protestants is an homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church. I have repeatedly offered $1,000 to anyone who can prove to me from the Bible alone that I am bound to keep Sunday holy. There is no such law in the Bible. It is a law by the Holy Catholic people, church alone. The Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Catholic Church says, no, by my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep holy the first day of the week. And lo, the entire civilized world bows down in a reverence obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic Church. Now, you know, the Catholic Bible is different from our Bible. I had a Catholic Bible. I was studying out of it until, you know, that reading was different. I took it to church because I didn't know any better a long time ago. And it was different than the regular Bible, the King James Bible. It's everything is different in there, just like the Jehovah's Witness Bible is different from the King James Version. Okay, it says, who made Sunday holy? Perhaps the boldest thing, the most revolutionary change the church ever did happened in the first century. The holy day, the Sabbath, was changed from Saturday to Sunday. The day of the Lord was chosen, not from any direction noted in the scriptures, but from the Catholic Church's logical became the seven-day vengeance. That's what that is. That's what a seven-day vengeance. Wait a minute. Let me see. The Catholic Church's sense of its own power. People who think that the scriptures should be sole authority should logically become a seven-day vengeance and keep Saturday holy. Okay. It's just some questions and answers. Here it says, which is the Sabbath day? The answer is Saturday. Question, why do we observe the Sunday instead of Saturday? Answer, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church is the council of Laodicean Church. But see, even over in Revelations, I didn't even know the Laodicean Church was the Catholic Church. I'm really finding out a whole lot about this because I've read about the Laodicean. That's the one that's lukewarm. They neither hot nor cold. And he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. He says, now, does the Bible support the change in Sunday? And it says, is not every Christian obligated to sanctify Sunday and to abstain on that day for unnecessary work? Is not the observance of the law among the most prominent of our sacred duties? But you may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we never sanctified. Okay, for example, nowhere in the Bible do we find that Christ or the apostles ordered that the Sabbath be changed from Saturday to Sunday. We have the commandments of God given to Moses to keep holy the Sabbath day, that is the seventh day of the week, Saturday. Today, most Christians keep Sunday because it has been revealed to us by the Roman Catholic Church outside the Bible. Whose day of worship is Sunday? It is well to remind the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Methodists, and all other Christians that the Bible does not support them anywhere in their observance of Sunday. Sunday is an institution of the Roman Catholic Church, and those who observe the day observe a commandment of the Catholic Church. They, the Protestants, y'all know what I'm trying to say, the Protestants deem it their duty to keep the Sunday holy. Why? Because the Catholic Church tells them to do so. They have no other reason. The observance of Sunday thus comes to be an ecclesiastical law entirely distance from the divine law of the Sabbath observance. The author of the Sunday law is the Catholic Church. And why do we find the Catholic Church making fun of Sunday keeping Protestants in the above quote? Because the Catholic Church, through murder and persecution, became the only church in existence for hundreds of years, known as the Dark Ages. As Martin Luther and others found out that the papal church was the first beast of Revelation chapter 13. The Protestant, I can't say that word, a reformation got underway, but the problem was that the fourth commandment was nearly completely lost by the time this happened. And as these Protestants discovered that Antichrist was the Roman Catholic Church, they began all those new Protestant churches, but after so many centuries of persecution, they continued keeping the pagan day Sunday for worship in ignorance. And if the Catholic Church had not changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, we would all be worshiping on Saturday right today. See, it's I, you know, I all down through the years, I've heard so much, but I never investigated or studied, did a thorough, deep study on the stuff myself. I started studying after Apostle Deans was telling me when we first met about the Sabbath day on Saturday. And I'm like, what is he talking about? You know, I'm thinking, well, he don't know what he's talking about. He ain't finna change me because that's what, you know, that's what I do. But, yes. Yes, that's what it is. So it says James 2, chapter 2, verse 10 and 12. Says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend it in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, if yet thou kill, thou art become a transgressor. Thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Every single person will be judged by the mighty moral code of the Ten Commandments. To break just one is to be guilty of sin. The Bible demonstrates that the Ten Commandments are like a chain of 10 links. When one link is broken, the whole chain is broken. Those who stand in the judgment will have to meet the acid test of the Ten Commandments. If a practicing thief should seek entrance into the kingdom, he would be rejected. This is why Paul says these will not inherit the heavenly city. Furthermore, the Bible specifically declares that adulterers, liars, and covetous men will not be in the kingdom. Why? Because the Ten Commandments forbid those things, and men will be judged finally by the law. Not one single person will be admitted into heaven who is willfully violating any one of the Ten Commandments. Willfully, example of this is Exodus 16, verses 4 through 30. Just like these non-Jews thought that God did not mean what he said when he said the seventh day. So how did God respond to them? He accused them of breaking all of his commandments and laws. Some may object that this is making works the basis of entering the kingdom. Not so. This is making love the qualifying factor. Jesus said that the greatest commandment of all is to love God supremely. Quoting from the second of the Ten Commandments, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. Those who practice any known sin are really confessing that they do not love God with all of their heart, soul, and mind. So it is the lack of love that shuts them out, and not the act of disobedience that exposes that lack. Only when love is motivating the obedience does it become acceptable to God. Any other work is man's vain attempt to earn salvation, to deny the efficiency of Christ's atoning sacrifice. And see, when you willfully sin, it's different. But all when we sin, we need to repent. That's why we should repent daily and sometimes a day, because we sin every day. And the word of God say, if we say we don't sin, we are liars. If we say we don't sin, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So he said, repent and turn from it. So until we can repent and stop doing the Sabbath on a Sunday and leaving it to Saturday, the Sabbath day on a Saturday, the seventh day, then we're sinning. We have to turn from, and I ain't going to say don't worship on a Sunday, but what I'm saying is you have to acknowledge that Saturday is the Sabbath day. We have to acknowledge that. We can't just keep saying that the Sabbath is on Sunday. It's not. The Sabbath is on Saturday. And we have to keep it holy. We have to remember it and keep it holy. Whatever you do, you got to remember and keep it holy. And for everybody that wants to know, look up holy. Look up holiness. What God is calling holy. That's what we must do to the Sabbath day. Remember it and keep it holy. We can't do all kind of stuff on the Sabbath day because that's unto God. And when we keep it, we reverence God and Jesus' resurrection by remembering the Sabbath and to keep it holy. We reverence God when we do that. And we got to keep doing that. We got to keep doing it. I don't care what people think. We're not Catholics. We don't study from the Catholic Bible. We don't do what the Catholics do. They worship statues. They got them all through their church, all on the outside, all these big old empty edifice. They worship statues. They got statues of men. They kiss rings and Holy Father. Ain't no but one Father, and that's the Heavenly Father. We all know that. No other Father but the Heavenly Father that we should bow to. But men, Catholic men, bow to this man in church that they call Father. They bow to him, kiss his hand. We ain't supposed to do that. God is a jealous God. He said, do not do it. So you doing idolatry. You got an idol God. He said, I'm a jealous God. And we are not supposed to do that. We're not even supposed to bow to angels. Because one of them did that, and he said, get up. Mm-mm. Get up. You ain't supposed to do that. We got to learn who to bow to. And we all know it's Jesus. It's the Father. But men, just like they bound to Trump, kissing his ring and stuff, you cannot do that. I don't care. It's only destruction to you. It's only destruction. You can't do that. I don't care who the person is. If it ain't the Father, you better not be on your knees. If it ain't Yeshua, you better not be down there. Don't bow to me, man. Can't do that. You're doing idol gods when you do that. You committing sin when you do that. We have to reverence and bow to the Lord. He is the only one I need supposed to be bowing to. The only one. So we have to come to the grips that the Sabbath is on a Saturday. 6 days God worked. The seventh day he rested. And he said, for to remember it and keep it holy. If it wasn't important, it would not be a commandment. It would not be something that he commands us to do. In other words, we don't have an option. We don't have a choice in the matter. We can't say, well, we ain't going to do it this day. We're going to do it that day. Or we'd rather for it to be this day. Or no. He said, I command you to do it. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Keep it holy. That's what we got to do. That's exactly what we got to do. So, you know, I hope some of this, and I know it was a lot for the last two or three Bible studies. I know it was a lot for us to go through on the Sabbath to know and to be convinced that the Sabbath is Saturday. And that Constantine changed it, trying to get paganism and Christianity to be one, and that could never work. And then the Catholic Church come right on up and brought it through. That's not good. But God know all things, and he knows already what has already happened. He know they can't hide from him. He know their hearts. He know what they doing. That's the Laodicean church, the Catholic church. And he said, you lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You neither hot or cold. You all this holiness, all this long stuff and all this kind of stuff. He started bringing not that other denominations are doing so much better, but they not changing a day. They brought up and taught Sunday. A lot of them was, but it's still a lot of them know that the Sabbath day is on a Saturday. A lot of people know it. And it's more people finding out. So, you know, I just thank and praise God for it all. I thank and praise God that he allowed us to know. And it's time for us to know. He allowed us to know it now. And I just thank and praise God on today. I thank God for it on today that we get a chance to have some scriptures and stuff behind what we say and stuff. And it's still more stuff. Some of the commentaries are good. I don't go to every commentary because it's just man's interpretations of a lot of things. And at the last thing in Acts, the 5th chapter, 29th verse, after everything was explained to Peter and some of the apostles, they answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. So man is the Catholic Church what made some of this, you know, this thing and changed it. And but God said he commanded us to keep the Sabbath, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So amen. Do you have any questions or anything tonight? Or any comments? Or anything you need to ask. Amen. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. I'm not going to keep you. It's, you know, like I said, I didn't believe it at first when I first found out, but I did my own study over it and on it, and I found out it was true. So, but anyway, I just thank and praise God for this opportunity, and I hope you all, this helps some of us. And if it don't, we have to keep on searching for what we know. You know, we have to keep doing a search for and trying to find out for ourselves if we don't believe. Or if we don't understand, if we want to know, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to keep searching, do a search of your own self. Do it your own self and see, and I bet you God will tell you. He'll show you. So we're going to, since there's nothing else, we're going to get ready to close out. It's about 20 after 7. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come on tonight just giving you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, God. We just thank you tonight. We thank you for opening up our understanding of this word, God. Whether we want to receive it or not, God, we thank you anyway, and we receive the word of God. We thank you tonight, God. We bless your name on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice, every member to the churches, Lord, under this ministry, God. We ask you to keep covered them in the blood of Jesus and in camp angels all around about them to protect them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you on tonight to bless your people all over the earth, God. We just thank you tonight. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us and opening up our understanding. We thank you on tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And so in the morning, we'll be back on our live broadcast on the Facebook Live in the morning for prayer at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time for our morning wake-up call. And if any one of you can make it, it would be good, but man, I understand if you can't. So God bless you all. I love y'all with the love of God. You all have a blessed and good evening. God bless you all. I love you.
God bless. Love you too.
God bless you. Love you too.
I was on that Facebook call trying to get on there. I was like, today is Thursday.
Love you too. Amen.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you too. God bless you.